Poor Mary. She has been so abused lately. The movie The Da Vinci Code portrayed her as the wife of Jesus, even though there's never been any evidence of a romantic relationship between them. Even without real evidence, Dan Brown, author of The Da Vinci Code, has convinced many people that Jesus was merely a human being. His novel became a worldwide bestseller that sold over 80 million copies and has been translated into 44 different languages, double that of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. This makes it, as of 2011, the best-selling English language novel of the 21st century, the world in which we are ministering. Many people are drawn to the idea of a Messiah who is so human that he not only married Mary Magdalene, but also did not die on the cross, did not die on Easter, was not raised again on Easter, and was a sinner like you and me. Poor Mary. I am glad that the saints in heaven are not aware of what goes on here below. So Mary Magdalene does not know what evil has been done in her name in our generation. In her name, millions have been led to believe in a false Christ who cannot save them. The sinful human heart is so eager for idols to worship that we will even latch on to an idol called Christ, who is no Christ at all. Poor Mary certainly was concentrating on Christ, but her Christ was certainly and slightly different than the true Christ because her Christ was dead. Poor Mary was heartbroken, weeping at the tomb because her loved one was lost. She was so heartbroken that she ran away from the other women at the tomb before she had a chance to see the angels. Who can blame her? The body of her teacher had been stolen, so that she had lost her chance to show love to him by anointing his dead body. When she returned to the tomb a second time, she saw the angels, but thought that they were only men. And even moments later, when Christ stood before her, she did not recognize him. She was in such an emotional state. Poor Mary. Like her, many of us get caught up in our strong emotions. We are tempted to make our feelings central to our religion. That is how the sinful human heart works. But Mary was absolutely right about one thing. If Jesus were truly dead, then it was an occasion for sadness. More than that, it would be an occasion for complete and utter despair. If Christ was merely a corpse to be stolen, then the Messiah would have failed. All mankind would be lost and doomed to hell forever. Only the true Messiah can save. One who not only died for sins, but also rose from the dead. If poor Mary was all alone and her teacher was gone, then she was pathetic and pitiful indeed. She would be doomed to eternal death. She would be unable to find salvation. Mary would be poor in spirit, poor in strength, poor and destitute of any hope at all. But beyond her feelings, beyond her powers, beyond any human hope, the reality was this. Christ was arisen from the dead, having once for all accomplished the salvation for sinners by dying in their place. Christ was arisen, and he is risen today. He does not remain in the grave, since he has conquered death. That is the truth of Easter, and the truth of Christ who is here now, speaking to you. Do you recognize him in this place? You cannot see him with your physical eyes. You can hear his voice, but it does not sound like him. Like Mary, you may mistake your Lord for some other human being, But he does speak today. It is his word. It is his preaching. It is his forgiveness that he speaks to you. He has called you by name, even as he called Mary by her name. He has called you brother and sister, since he has accepted you into his family, and God is now your father also. He has buried your sins in the ground so that now you are holy. By his blood, you are worthy of his eternal friendship. His friendship is far more than conversation and spending time with you. His friendship means that he will help you in all things at all times. He has rescued you from death and claimed you as his own. His friendship does not grow weary or tired, so he will keep you as his own forever and ever, even beyond the grave to your own new resurrection. This is because, as your friend, he has shared his own life with you. He has laid down his life for you. He has been raised up again as your first fruit. Like him, you can truly never die. Poor Mary, then, was not, in the end, poor at all. She has shared in the riches of Christ and stands now in the presence of the Holy God and the Lamb on his throne. But even we on earth are already joined around the throne of the Lamb. That is why saints are found here in God's house, for the Lamb is here. His body and blood are here weekly. Here the resurrected and living Lord meets us and calls us by name, and all the saints in heaven and on earth answer with praises to his name, as we do through this service this morning. Here is the throne of God, which our eyes cannot see. His resurrection means that all saints, even though they die, are alive and are joined in one body, the church. Like Mary, we are not poor either, since we have all the treasures of Christ. Cling to those treasures for your own salvation. Delight in delivering those treasures to the saints whom you will reach, teach, and care for as servants of Jesus Christ. His peace be with you.